AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A formal diplomatic complaint has been filed by the U.S. against China. The U.S. says a Chinese warship seized one of the Navy's underwater drones. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Pentagon says the unmanned glider was collecting unclassified data like water temperature and salinity in the South China Sea. A civilian Navy ship was in the process of recovering it yesterday when a Chinese warship approached.
Put a small boat in the water and took the UUV.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the Chinese ship acknowledged radio communications but ignored demands that the glider be given back. The U.S. has now formally issued a diplomatic complaint.
It is ours. It's clearly marked as ours. We would like it back, and we would like this not to happen again.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President-elect Donald Trump's chief of staff is at the White House today. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The current chief of staff, Dennis McDonough, invited Reince Priebus to lunch, along with nine others who used to serve as White House chief of staff under Presidents Obama, Clinton, Reagan, Carter, and both Bushes. Among those invited, John Podesta, who was Bill Clinton's chief of staff, as well as Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman.
President Obama will be holding a news conference later today at the White House. There's a public viewing today in Columbus, Ohio, for John Glenn at the State Capitol building. The former astronaut and former senator died last week. Tributes include a Marine Honor Guard and a public memorial service tomorrow at Ohio State University. A storm moving through California dropped a lot of rain around Los Angeles and a lot of snow in the Sierra Nevada. Mud from the San Gabriel Mountains flowed into the foothill city of Duarte. Two people had to be rescued in stuck cars. Forecasters say the Tiago Pass entry point at Yosemite National Park got 35 inches of snow in 24 hours. Disney says the newest Star Wars movie, Rogue One, got $29 million on its opening night, the biggest opening night of the year. This is AP Radio News. Princeton University is suspending the rest of the season for the men's swimming and diving team. Administrators discovered what are being described as misogynistic and racist comments involving the women's swimming and diving team. On the men's team's electronic mailing list, Harvard suspended its men's soccer team, and some members of Columbia's wrestling team were suspended recently for similar behavior. The Eiffel Tower has been closed for the last 4 days. There's a strike over working conditions. It's bad timing for Nancy Gonzalez. She and her now husband are in Paris for their honeymoon.
Our photographer came all the way from Mexico to make our trash to dress pictures, so it actually screwed up all of our plan. Right now we need to look for new locations.
The union representing Eiffel Tower workers say they want to be included in the decision-making process and to direct more funds for maintenance of the tower. Wall Street stocks are now lower. The Dow is down 5 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.